Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining the Prophetic Intercessors Network Saturday morning conference call. We are going to get started in just a moment. Please be prepared to share any prayer requests that you may have. Any prayer requests this morning for those of you that are on the call? Amen. We're going to give about 2 minutes before we get started because I had some technical issues signing on this morning. So we're going to give a couple of minutes for our other intercessors to join the call. Thank you, Lord. Are there any prayer requests this morning at this time?
Yes, Elder Belinda.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. This is Elder Beckham. I am requesting prayer for my coworker. My coworker had tragedy in her family, Glorine Garrett. She's requesting prayer for her family, her son Terrence, and her son Travis. Requesting prayer for them. Last name Garriques.
Garriques. Garrius.
Q U E S.
Q U E S. Oh, spell that again for me. Jericho.
Garriques.
Okay, so is that Garriques? How are you pronouncing it?
Garriques.
Garriques, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it, yes, ma'am. Okay, and that's Terrence and Travis Garriques?
Yes.
Okay.
And always keep my mom in prayer. She's going through a health medical crisis that she needs continuing prayer for. Evangelist
okay.
Maggie Pointer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will certainly keep her lifted.
Yes.
Amen. Are there any
this is Pat. Yes, I would like to pray for my son, Lamaris Neely. He's just unstable, and I pray that God would just give him peace in his spirit so he can be still. I ask for salvation. I'm asking God to save him because he's so unstable that it's kind of spooky, you know. It's kind of, it cost me. His unstableness cost me. And it really took
okay.
my heart lately.
Yes, ma'am. We will certainly be praying for Lamaris. Amen. Are there any other prayer requests this morning?
Good morning, Elder. This is Cheryl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lifting up newborn Carter Robinson. God is working it out, moving through his body, but he's still in the hospital, praying for his parents, of course, for salvation. But I believe his miracle is going to be an impact on their lives. Thank God in advance for that healing for Carter Robinson. He's about 9 days old.
Mm. Yes. Certainly praying for him.
Mm-hmm. And lifting up Minister Alicia Johnston.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes.
And I have a...
Yes, go ahead.
I apologize. I have an unspoken request, too.
Okay. Did you say... I'm sorry, I only heard request at the end. You have a...
unspoken request on my behalf?
Yes, we definitely will be lifting you up. Amen. There is just so much to pray for in this hour, so it's just so important that we, as the intercessors, the people of God, those who have been given the burden to pray, let's just remember to stay in our position of prayer. Even as the scripture says, man ought to always pray and not faint. And so we know that there are situations and seasons that try to come into our lives to cause us to want to faint or to become exhausted in our seek of the Lord. But just as much as we know that the enemy would desire to cause us to become weary and faint, we know that the more consistent we pray and the more we give into that place of prayer, we can look for God to answer. We can look for God to respond, because he said, if you call upon me, I will answer you. That's his promise, and show you great and mighty things that you knew not. And we trust him to be a God that keeps his word. So I just encourage you this morning to remain faithful in that place of prayer, regardless of the opposition. And I believe that in due time, we're going to see God manifest himself and manifest the answers to our prayers. They may not be what we want, but I believe he will speak. I do not believe that God is going to keep us just on hold without even just responding. So I am going to ask this morning the intercessors that I saw called in. I think I saw Janelle and, of course, Pat, Shauna, and Cheryl. Are you all available to pray?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm waiting on a fourth. Yes, not sure. I think I heard Pat, Cheryl. I wasn't sure if that was Janelle or Shauna.
Yes, that's Janelle.
And
okay,
Shauna.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to ask Cheryl to open us up. Then we'll have Shauna to follow, Janelle, then Pat, and then I will close out. So there's Cheryl, Shauna, Janelle, Pat, and then I will close out. We'll stay around this seven to eight minutes time mark if we can. Amen. And please remember those names that were called out this morning for intercession. Thank you, Lord. Cheryl, go ahead, please.
God, we enter your presence this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter this time of intercession to thank you, for you are our God and there's none like you. We, Father, we lift up our voices unto you this morning, our hearts and our souls unto you this morning, because you are a faithful God and you're gracious to us, O God. Because of your loving kindness, we say thank you this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, as we enter in, O God. This is the day that you've given us, O God. And as it's been stated, we're coming because we've been summoned to pray without ceasing, O God. We could count it a privilege to be in your presence this morning. We rise up this morning to know that you're hearing us as we're speaking, O God. And Father God, as we come together, as we gather together in your name, O God, we thank you, Father God, for being on this line, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for moving on our behalf. We thank you, O God, for your divine presence, O God, and your Holy Spirit that is with us this morning. Your presence, O God, your everlasting to everlasting, O God. Surely in goodness and mercy are with us this morning, O God, and we are grateful, O God. We're grateful, O God, that knowing that there, this is the time, O God, that as we lift up our voices unto you, O God, that heaven and earth are in agreement. We speak it and declare that heaven and earth are in agreement this morning, O God. And you said as we draw close to you, you will go close to us, O God. You will abide with us, O God, this morning. Father God, we're looking, O God, to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, O God. We're looking to you this morning, O God, hearing and knowing that you're hearing us, O God. And Father God, examine us, O God. Examine our hearts this morning, O God. Examine our spirits this morning, O God. Where there is trouble, O God, where there may be discouragement, O God, we bring it to the throne of grace, O God. We come to the altar this morning, O God, thanking you and believing you and asking, O God, as you wash us anew, O God, your anointing flowing upon us again this morning, O God. We're grateful this morning. We're happy to know and we're joyful to know, O God, that there is a God who's alive and your spirit, O God, is with us, O God. We come this morning giving you thanks, O God. We come this morning, O God, knowing that there is power in the name of Jesus. We declare the name of Jesus this morning in this atmosphere. We declare our Lord and Savior who died on the cross for our sins and that he rose our power in his name and the power is given to us this morning, O God, in the authority of your name. Dear Jesus, we thank you, O God. So, Father God, as we are coming as one force, O God, war is arising in your name. War is arising, declaring that you are going to be with us throughout this day. War is arising, knowing that there is a time, O God, of intercession that is needed. And we're declaring, O God, faith that you, this morning, O God, will move, O God, moving upon our behalf, O God. And we thank you, Father God. We exalt thy name. Because we're chosen this morning. We exalt thy name because your hand is moving and your hand is established. Your word is established, O God. And we thank you for the strength of your arm this morning. We thank you that your eyes are going to and fro this morning, O God. Your eyes are upon us. Your hand, your righteous hand is with us, O God. We feel your strength this morning. We declare it in the atmosphere, O God. We come against the stronghold of sickness this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up those, oh God, that have been called out, oh God, even if there's, as their sickness has been stated in their bodies, oh God, and if there's those who are troubling their hearts, oh God, you are the balm of Gilead. You are the balm of Gilead. You are the one, oh God, that has the anointment to soothe and to deliver and destroy any form of disease. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you that the balm of Gilead is being released this morning. We thank you, oh God, for those who are troubled in their minds. We lift them up before you this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are making the crooked way straight in their minds this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we release our faith on their behalf and we intercede for them this morning. We thank you, oh God, that there is a move and a sense that, oh God, that there's a sound of healing and being released on their behalf. So we thank you, oh God. Your word says, according to their faith, be it unto them. If some of them are weak in faith, oh God, we stand in agreement, oh God. We are their link this morning as intercessors, oh God. Stand in agreement this morning, Father God, that they will have, oh God, what they need, oh God, for healing, oh God, because we're their link. We're standing between the portion and the altar prayer for them this morning, lifting them up, oh God. We're standing in agreement, oh God, that the ointment of your Holy Spirit is being released on their behalf, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, as you move, oh God, that troubled minds are released, oh God, that troubled minds, oh God, the spirit of discouragement is snatched off of them, oh God, and it's replaced with the garment of joy and peace, oh God, peace that passes all understanding. Your peace, oh God, not the world's peace, but your peace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for releasing peace on their behalf, oh God. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. We thank you for your love that covers the multitude of sin this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there is joy being released on their behalf, oh God, that their troubled mind, oh God, because you came to set the captive free, and they shall be free indeed. So as intercessors this morning,
morning we declare over their lives, oh God, pulling down the strongholds, oh God, that come to exalt against the knowledge of you, oh God, releasing, oh God, your peace, oh God, releasing joy upon their hearts, oh God, turning their crooked ways straight, oh God, only that you can, oh God. We, oh God, as warriors, we arise this morning on their behalf, oh God. We arise, oh God, that's asking, oh God, that you will do the exceedingly and abundantly, oh God, over their lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the garment of praise that's been released. We thank you for the healing that's being released over their lives and in the atmosphere where they are, oh God. We are joyful, we are hopeful, and we are prayerful this morning, believing, oh God, that there is a move upon their lives, oh God. So we're grateful this morning. We've gathered in your name this morning to give you worship and praise, oh God. We gathered in your name, oh God, to lift them up and lift up your name, oh God, this morning. We lift them up this morning. We gathered this morning, oh God, believing and trusting in you, oh God. And as we continue, oh God, to intercede this morning on behalf of many, oh God, as we intercede, oh God, and as intercessors open their mouths this morning, that you would fill it, oh God, for what thus say the Lord, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We come together in your name this morning and believe it to be so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We believe you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, God, and we just thank you for this day, God. Thank you, oh God, for granting us the gift of life, oh God. Thank you for this day, God, a day we've never seen before, oh God. God, we bless you for your brand new mercies, oh God. We bless you for your grace, oh God, that continues to sustain us, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God, because your name is great and greatly to be praised, oh God. God, you're worthy of the praise because there's nobody like you. You are the only true and living God. No matter how far we flee, we'll never find a God like you, God. God, you are the apple of our eyes, oh God. God, you are that which rises in the morning, oh God, and that which sets in the evening. Father God, everything we need, we can find it in you. For that, oh God, we thank you, oh God. For that, we give you praise, oh God. For that, we worship you, oh God, because you're everything that we need, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being our healer, oh God, our provider, oh God, our comforter, oh God, the one who gives us life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being our sustainer, oh God, our redeemer, oh God, and the one who loves us, oh God, and the one who keeps us, oh God. We just bless your name, oh God, because you're good, oh God, and you're worthy to be praised, oh God. God, even as we go into this season, oh God, of Thanksgiving, oh God, even as we go into the holidays, oh God, we pray, oh God, and look at those, oh God, who have lost loved ones, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those who are mourning, oh God, those, oh God, who are despondent, oh God, and may even have a feeling of depression, oh God. We rebuke, oh God, the spirit of depression, oh God, the spirit of despair, oh God, the spirit of loneliness, oh God. But God, because you're good, oh God, we pray, oh God, that the spirit of joy, oh God, will take over your people, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the spirit of the living God to fall fresh on your people, oh God. We pray for peace, oh God, for your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, those who are hurting, oh God, let them be surrounded, oh God, by loved ones and family, oh God, and friends, oh God. God, cause us to have compassion, oh God, for one another, oh God, and to remember each other, oh God. God, your word says where one is weak, oh God, and let another be strong, oh God. That the strong, oh God, ought to be our brother's keepers, oh God, our sister's keepers, oh God. Help us to love one another, oh God, and to feel one another in the spirit, oh God. Continue to bind our hearts to one another, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, don't allow us to be so caught up, oh God, with the affairs of the holidays, oh God, that we forget about one another, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to see each other, oh God, as you see us, oh God. God, so that we can exude the spirit of Christ through us, oh God. God, even, oh God, if our family and friends, oh God, if they never come into, oh God, your presence, oh God, if they never experience you, oh God, God, when they see us, oh God, help us to help them to see your love, oh God, even through us, oh God. God, even season our words with grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, let us be slow to speak, oh God, and quick to hear, oh God. God, cause us to hear one another, oh God, to see one another, oh God, and even to have compassion for one another, oh God. God, we lift up those who are sick, oh God. We lift up those, oh God, who need a healing, oh God, even in their body, oh God. God, even as you continue to work in their bodies, oh God, we pray, oh God, that your angels, oh God, will be released, oh God, in their presence, oh God, in great abundance, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will do miracles, oh God, even, oh God, when the world is saying that there are miracles that are yet to be done, oh God. We believe you, God, for miracles, oh God, even, oh God, in 2017, oh God. Just because, God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, oh God. We stand, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you can do things, oh God, that you please, oh God. God, so we pray, oh God, for your will to be released, oh God. God, but we pray, oh God, that you would even do miracles, oh God, in the lives of our loved ones, oh God, in the lives of our families, oh God, in the lives, oh God, who, oh God, doctors have given up on, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for a miracle-working God, oh God. Even, oh God, we lift up those, oh God, who are incarcerated, oh God. God, as we pray, oh God, and we lift up families, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to unite them together, oh God. But especially, oh God, for those who are incarcerated, oh God, remember them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, help them, oh God, even when they're lonely, oh God. Even, oh God, when they will feel, oh God, that their family and their friends have forgotten about them, oh God. God, show yourself, oh God, even, oh God, in their darkest hours, oh God. Help them, oh God, to remember, oh God, that you have not forsaken them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But we pray, oh God, that you would lift their hearts, oh God, that you would lift their spirits, oh God. Cause them to know, oh God, that if nobody else is there for them, oh God, that you would continue to be there for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we bless you, oh God, for those families, oh God, that have been torn apart, oh God, by unforgiveness, oh God. Continue, oh God, to do your work in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the spirit of love, oh God, will fall upon your people, oh God, like never before, oh God. God, in this season and in this hour, oh God, we don't want to be caught, oh God, with a spirit of unforgiveness, oh God. But cause us, oh God, to love one another like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that we remember your word, oh God. Your word, oh God, that tells us to love one another, oh God. To love our neighbors, oh God. To remember our neighbors, oh God. Even, oh God, those among us, oh God, who are poor, oh God. The meek, oh God, and the humble, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to remember them, oh God, and to care for them, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to not be so concerned, oh God. God, with the holidays, oh God, and even with the spirit, oh God, of spending money, oh God, and things like that, but cause us to remember, oh God, even, oh God, why you came, oh God, why you gave your son Jesus, oh God. It was the spirit of love, oh God, that you gave your son Jesus, oh God, that he died on the cross, oh God. God, even so that he would, God, release us, oh God, from the spirit of sin, oh God, and so that we can even grow closer to you, oh God. God, that there be nothing, oh God, that will separate us from you, oh God. So, God, as we continue to grow in our relationship with you, oh God, help us to grow in our relationship with one another, oh God. God, for how can we love, oh God, claim that we love you, oh God, a God that we've never seen, oh God, but how can we claim that we love you, oh God, if we can't love our brothers and sisters, oh God? So we pray, oh God, for the spirit of love, oh God. God, continue, oh God, to allow, oh God, time for people to speak to one another, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for God-ordained situations, oh God, that would allow, oh God, people to speak to one another, oh God, for every estranged relationship, oh God, be in the midst, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, be in the midst, oh God, and be at the center of every relationship, oh God. God, our families, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would even, oh God, have your way, oh God, like never before, oh God. Everything that we say, oh God, every conversation that we're a part of, oh God, God, let your spirit be a part of it, oh God. God, cause us, oh God, not to move to the left nor to the right without hearing from you first, oh God, before we say a thing, oh God, before we do a thing, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to seek you, oh God, for direction, oh God. God, even speak to us, oh God, even in our quiet times, oh God. God, and for even every prayer request that has gone up, oh God, those silent prayers, oh God, those prayer requests, oh God, that we dare not speak aloud, oh God. God, you know, oh God, our needs and our thoughts, oh God, and our feelings, oh God, even before we vocalize them, oh God. So, God, I pray, oh God, that you would meet every need for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cause us to remember, oh God, your word, oh God, your word, oh God, that's alive and active, oh God. Cause us to remember, oh God, every promise, oh God, that you've given to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in the lives of our loved ones, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even for opportunities, oh God, that you would allow us, oh God, to speak to our family and friends, oh God. Even, oh God, to let them know about the love of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for creating opportunities, oh God, and for windows, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that even, oh God, as we begin to spend time with our families over the next few weeks, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that our families, oh God, that our minds and our hearts, oh God, will be receptive, oh God, to your spirit and to your will, oh God. God, we pray, God, that you would release, oh God, your will, oh God, to be accomplished in our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We need you, oh God, at the center of our families, oh God. We need our loved ones to be saved, oh God. We need our families, oh God, to be united, oh God, like never before, oh God. So more than ever, oh God, cause us to remember one another, oh God, and to care for one another, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, we just continue to bless you on this line. God, we are so grateful that we can come to you because you have granted us access to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace in time in the time of need. So, God, we are crying out for help on this morning, God, on behalf of your people. God, we are just asking that you would look upon your people and that you would change the situations that are troubling them. God, we just lift up this morning those names that have been called out on this line who are sick. We pray and confess your word over those people, God, recognizing that you watch over your word to perform it, God, and we trust that in by Jesus' stripes, God, they were already healed, God. So we declare, God, that their healing has already come, and we are simply waiting on the manifestation of that. God, we just lift up Eddie on this morning as he prepares to undergo his surgery, God. We ask that you would just fill him with hope, God, because we know that hope maketh not ashamed, God. And for anybody who is waiting on any surgery, God, we recognize that the enemy is trying to instill fear, God. But God, we come against the spirit of fear, God, and we release your hope in this atmosphere, God. We ask that they would be able to grab a hold of that hope, God, so that they can recognize that you are still here with them, God, that you have not left them, God, that you have not forsaken them, God. God, let their hope be strengthened in this hour, God, so thereby their faith will be increased, God, so that with their faith, God, everything that they are hoping for, God, with regards to their healing shall come into full fruition. So, God, we just bless you, God. We just bless you, God, that whatever is ailing people on this line, that your perfect will be done, God. God, we just strengthen them, God. We ask that they would learn how to cry out to you, God, recognizing that you are a God who loves them, that you are a God who heals them, God, and that while they are yet speaking, that you will answer prayer. God, right now, we just lift up the downtrodden, God, those who are suffering from depression in this day and age, God. God, we know that you are here to lift up the bowed down head and you strengthen the feeble knee. So, God, for those people who are dealing with all of these thoughts and these emotions, God, that are just coming against them, God, we ask that you would come against those people and those thoughts that are coming against your people, because we know that in your your word. You said that you would contend with those who contend against us. So, God, we ask that you would just stand up strong in the hearts and minds of your people, God, that they will be able to withstand this season. God, cause them to recognize that it is here but for a moment, God, that this is not the end, God, that this is not the way that things shall always be, God. God, we ask that hope would arise in their heart and that they would realize that there is more to life than what they presently see. God, we just lift up university students all over this nation, God, and we just ask that you would cause them to realize that life has more to offer. God, we just ask that you would just give them a glimpse of their future, God, so that they can change the way they are currently operating. God, for those people who don't think that tomorrow may come and they are engaging in dangerous behaviors, God, we ask that you would arrest their spirit and you would show them that tomorrow brings hope, that you would show them, God, that they have a future and an expected end. So, God, we ask that you would just intervene in their situations, God, that you would do what it is that we are limited to do as humans on this earth, God, that you would just begin to trouble them in the midnight season, God, that you would cause them to want a relationship with you, God, that you would just show them pictures, God, that there is something yet waiting on them, God, that you would just activate their destiny, God, that you would just give them the hope. That is what the world is crying out for, God. They are crying out for hope. They need to know that there is yet a reason to still live. So, God, we ask that you would just infuse that in the DNA of your people. Let them know that they still have reason, God, to be here. Let them know, God, that you have given them a purpose for existing on this earth. And, God, take them from merely existing. Take them to thriving, God. God, even we as your ministers, give us what it is that we are supposed to say to them, God, so that hope will be instilled and that their mindsets would change. So, God, we just ask that you would just go in and that you would just deal with the hearts and the minds of your people. God, for those who are just lost in life, God, for those people who find themselves homeless on the streets and they just think that there is nowhere where they can go, and for the people who are just feeling like the world is against them, God, we ask that you would just grant them a special visitation, that you would let them know that you still love them. God, we ask that you would just blanket them in your love, God, that you would just inspire them, God, to keep going. So, God, we are just asking for hope. We are just asking for hope, God, because we know that hope maketh not ashamed. And, God, we recognize that you will heal this land, that you will give the people exactly what it needs. So, God, we just thank you that you listen to our cries, God, that you listen to us, God, as we freely cast our cares upon you, God, and we trust, God, that you have received them, and while we are yet speaking, that you are yet answering. So, God, we just thank you. Right now, we just turn this into a thanksgiving, God, because we know that you are already working it out, God. We know that you are already working it out, and you just wanted us to voice it in this atmosphere. So thank you, God, that the wheels are already turning, and we just love you, and we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for a new day, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you today asking you, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to wash us, hallelujah, God, wash our minds, wash our thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, God, with the everlasting love. God, we love you with our soul, with our heart, and with our mind, Father. God, we thank you for being our shepherd, huh? Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you because you're the first, huh? And the last, hallelujah. God, we thank you because you knew us before we enter our mother womb, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you, dear God, because your thought is not our thought. Your thought is higher than our thought. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We bless your name, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're asking you to forgive us, God, for all sins known and unknown, God. We ask you to wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and to clean us, God. Hallelujah, from all our sin. Purge us with hyssop. Oh, my God, and Yeshua. And wash us, God, clean. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to hide your face, hallelujah, from our sin and blot out all our iniquity. Oh, God, creating us a clean heart and a steadfast spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. We thank you because we are your children, God. We thank you that we're saved by grace through faith, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you that we're led by the Spirit of God. We thank you that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that we have a hiding place in you, God. God, we thank you because you are our frontiers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we can come to you, dear God. We don't have to go to anyone else. Oh, God, we can cry to you, God. Oh, God, we can pray. We can cast all our cares upon you, God, because you care for us, God. Father God, we lift up all our unsaved loved ones today, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, oh, God, to put people in place, God, that they will hear from you, God. Oh, God, that they can witness to them, God, and the witness will be accepted, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you, God, to touch the heart of your people, God. Touch these young boys and girls, God. Hallelujah, God, it's just going wild, God. Oh, God, going around killing and stealing and robbing, hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask you, we come against the gangbangers, God, today in the name of Jesus. God, we come against break-ins today in the name of Jesus. Father, God, we ask you, God. Oh, God, to let your Holy Spirit arrest them, God. Let your Holy Spirit arrest them, God. God, give us some guidance, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bound the work of the enemy on every end in the name of Jesus. And God, we lose your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We cry to you, God, that you are living, God. Oh, God, we don't have nobody else to go to. We have you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we need you today in the name of Jesus to rest on this earth today, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the schools, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Go into the church house, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, come in our homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Do what you want to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you right now, God. We thank you for being God all by yourself. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to take care of the sick on today, God. We ask you to heal the hearts of the brokenhearted, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you today. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We thank you for being El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God of our Saga, for being the lily of the valley, hey, the great I am. We thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that your word is truth, hallelujah, and established in heaven. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear God, that your grace is sufficient. We thank you, dear God, for salvation today. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you do, God, all that you're going to do, God, the prayers that are answered, God, prayers we have to wait on, God, prayers that you said no to, God. We're thankful, God. We're grateful, God. We count it all to you in the name of Jesus. It is shut, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up the saints, God. Hallelujah, that are your Shaddai, that are saved, God, and have unsaved companion, God. God, I lift them up, God, that we will live a life, God. Oh, God, so pleasing, God, that that person, that spouse will come running to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we need you, God. We can't save nobody, but God, we can call on you, God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, and we can pray your will be done. Hallelujah, on this earth, God. And God, we give you the praise, Lord. We give you the glory, and we thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And it is so, God, oh, Shanda, in Jesus' name, oh, Shanda. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, shatande de beheko masay. Oh, God, eh, ma shatande de beheko masaya. Oh, God, eh, ma shatando roho shatama siyando roho she. Oh, yande de beheko nana da bahasaya. Ekando rande behe shatande de beheko masi. Oh God, we bless you this morning. Oh God, this is the day, oh God, that you have made. And God, we declare, oh God, we shall be glad in it. Oh God, even as we come before you this morning, oh God, lifting up the causes, God of our nation, oh God, even as we call on your name this morning. God, you said when the righteous cry, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their troubles. I thank you for being the God that delivers us out of trouble. I thank you for being the God that knows what we have need of even before we ask. God, God, that you have called us in this hour, God, you're redeemed. And Father, I thank you, oh God, that we do even as the scripture says, that, oh God, we look up, oh God, for we know that our redemption is drawing nigh. And God, your word declares that God is closer now than when we first believe. And so, Father, I pray for us today. I pray for the conditioning of man's soul. I pray this morning, God, for our mindset. I pray this morning, God, for the state, oh God, oh God of our spirit. Father, I pray for us, God, that in an hour, oh God, your word declares when no man knows, oh God, that you will crack the sky. And so, Father, I pray today, God, that we, oh God, oh God, that we, Lord God, we began to position ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and do even as the scripture says, that we will work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I pray, God, that in this hour, hallelujah, oh God, that you will begin, God, oh God, to purge us, oh God, purge us in and out, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we would be those, oh God, lifting up a holy hand, oh God, even as your word declares, without wrath and without doubting, oh God, I pray for us today, God, because we recognize, oh God, that you are a true and living God, oh God, and that you're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And so, Father, this morning, I pray for us. I pray for our mindset. I pray, God, that we will learn how to lay down, hallelujah, every burden, God, before you. For your word declares that you care for us. I thank you on this morning. Oh, God, that we serve a God. Oh, God, that is alive and not dead. Oh, God, for you said that when the righteous cry, that the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their troubles. I thank you for deliverance this morning. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you will break the spirit of mediocrity. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that you'll break out of us that spirit of compromise. God, don't let us compromise your word. Oh God, I pray for us today. Oh God, that we will seek your faith. Oh God, that we'll come running after you. Oh God, have mercy on us. Oh God, that we'll come after you. Oh God, like never before. And God, that we'll come seeking your face. Oh God, like never before. Oh God, that we'll come after you. Oh God, in this day and in this hour, God, pleading the cause of our nation, crying out, God, for the White House. Oh God, we cry out for the White House this morning. Oh God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for every leader. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in politics, every mayor, every governor. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call them out before you. And Father, we say, make them God conscious. Call them to be aware of you. Oh God, for we do understand that your word declares that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he wills. Oh God, I thank you for being the God, oh God, that turns the heart of the king.
I thank you this morning. Oh, God, God, for being our deliverer. I thank you this morning. Oh, God, for being our way maker. I thank you this morning. Oh, God, for sitting in the chiefest of seats. Oh, God, I pray this morning for God, those, oh, God, hey, come on, Shando Rohoshe, Yando Rando Hoshane for my Sunday. I got those who are our voices in this hour, God, that in every caucus session, oh, God, that even as they sit in the chiefest of seats, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, even as they deliberate, God, in the name of Jesus, in the area of legislation, oh, God, every bill, oh, God, that hits the Senate floor, oh, Father, I pray this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll get in the midst of it, oh, God, get in every caucus session, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, make divine visitation to our White House. Father, I thank you, oh, God, that you're not leaving us in the hand of men. Oh, God, 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 I give your name the glory today. I give you the glory for it today. I give you the glory for what you are doing. I give you the glory, God. Oh, God, for what you are doing for us morning. I give you the glory, God. I, God, for the spirit of liberty that we have today. I thank you, God, that you have not given us the spirit of adoption, oh, God, to fear. God, that we are not in fear. Hallelujah. That we do not fear what man can do unto us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, am I shando hosha? Ah, God, Emma Shando Ho Shana Masi, Ekebo Shando Hosha. Oh, my God, I just feel the weight of God this morning on this line. Ayabosha, I need you even now, just for a moment, just began to pray in your heavenly language, because there is yet another place of breakthrough. There is yet another place this morning that we have got to break through. I sense it this morning. Oh, my and even as you pray in the spirit is going to help break through for somebody else. Yeah, every stagnant mindset this morning. Oh, God, we come against the stagnant spirit. Oh, God,
Oh, God, Turn the heart of their supervisors. God, give them favor. Oh, God, the spirit of distress.
stress, oh God, that tries to show itself in the workplace. I come against the spirit of distress, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, calls them to rest in you, calls them to know, Lord God, that you are with them in every area, that there is nothing, God, that they experience that you do not know about. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, go before them, oh God, every day. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your angels be on assignment in the workplace. Oh God, let it fight off. Oh God, the spirit, oh God, oh God, that comes, oh God, to frustrate their purpose. I pray against the spirit of frustration. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, every weight of frustration, oh God, that tries to hang around them. Oh God, every dark spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy would sin, I come against it now. Oh God, for you set the weapons of our warfare, that they are not carnal, but they are mighty through you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you on this morning for the mighty weapons of God. I pray for every believer, God, that they'll begin to tap in and through their weapons of warfare. I pray, make us skill in executing. Oh God, in the spirit. Oh God, make us like marksmen in the spirit, oh God. Close our eyes to see whatever it is that the enemy would bring against us. For you even said in your word that I, the Lord, shall do nothing except I reveal it to my servant, the prophet. I pray for the spirit of revelation. Oh God, be upon us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we go through our day-to-day operations, God, we need the mind of Christ daily. We need this mind, oh God, on how to deal in our jobs. We need the mind of Christ on how to win our family. We need the mind of Christ, oh God, in our community. So I pray for us that this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Oh God, in my Sunday, you promised us that you would not leave us comfortless. You promised us, God, that you would not leave us without a comforter. And so today, God, I pray, God, regarding our paraclete. Father, let us, God, yield to the voice of the paraclete, the one, oh God, that you have given to walk with us, to lead us into all truth. Oh God, you said, how is it when the spirit of truth comes? Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he shall lead us into all truth. Oh God, so I pray today, the truth concerning, God, our family, the truth concerning our health, the truth concerning our money, the truth, God, concerning the workplace. Oh, truth, God, we need truth. Oh, God, we need, oh, God, let your truth prevail. Let your word prevail. Let your power prevail. Let your anointing prevail. We need your prevailing power. We need your power to prevail in this hour, God. Oh, God, prevail in us and prevail through us. Oh, God, in my shandle, oh, God, you promised never to leave us alone. I thank you on today that we are not alone. I thank you, oh, God, that we are not by ourselves. I thank you, God, for my Sunday. I, God, no matter the lie that the enemy tries to tell us, I thank you, God, that we are not by ourselves. Your word even declares that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. So it doesn't matter where we are, Father, I thank you today that we are not by ourselves. Oh, God, that you are walking with us, and you are leading and guiding and directing us. Thank you for direction. Thank you, God, for leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, God, thank you for the leading of your spirit. Thank you, God. Here come my Sunday. God, lead us by your Holy Spirit. Lead us, God. Here come my Sunday. God, I praise you for the liberty that you are given to us. I thank you that we have been liberated today, that we have been liberated by your spirit. I thank you today, oh God, echo my Sunday. Oh God, that you have given us liberty. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, echo the today. And God, that you have given us your perfect love. Oh, God, that casts out all fear. I thank you, God, that we are not walking in fear. For your word declares that fear hath torment. So I thank you this morning. Oh, God, that fear, oh, God, has no place in our lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so for those, oh, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus that have been challenged with the spirit of fear, God. Oh, God, I come against every phobia today. Oh, God, every mindset. I pray today, God, for those, oh, God, that are dealing with mental illness, schizophrenia. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for their mind. I pray this morning, God, they call my Sunday. I got those that are battling, God, mentally. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that are warring with a spirit of schizophrenia. Oh, God, I ask you, God, to rebuke that spirit of instability, that unstable spirit, God, that comes against their mindset, that comes to torment them. Father, I pray this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would snatch it down, that you will annihilate that unstable spirit, that you would break, God, that spirit, oh, God, among them, oh, God, over your people. Oh, God, that spirit will be broken. Oh, God, in my Sunday. Oh, God, I pray for a stable mind. I pray for a stable mind. Let this mind be in them. I plead the blood over their mind. Father, touch their mind. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I plead the blood. I plead the blood over the mind. I, God, some of them have been, God, tired and restless. Oh, God, unable to sleep. Oh, God, I come against that spirit. Oh, God, that comes to steal their sleep. Oh, God, that camel's Sunday. Oh, God, that spirit of restlessness. That spirit of anxiety. Oh, my God, have mercy. Oh, God, every anxious spirit. I plead the blood today over those, oh, God, that are anxious. Oh, God, unable to rest. Oh, Father, have mercy. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, stabilize that mind. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that spirit that has them pacing at night. Oh, my God, have mercy. Father, I pray this morning. Ah, God, that you would cause peace to be still in their lives. Oh, God, walk with them, lead them, and guide them. Direct them, Lord. Ah, God, lead them. Oh, God, I believe you for deliverance from anxiety. Oh, God, I believe you, God, to deliver from anxiety, that you are delivering now from that spirit of anxiety, that restless spirit, that spirit, God, that's been on assignment to torment their spirit. Oh, my God, your word declares that you give your beloved rest. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you give them rest. I thank you for rest in the spirit. Oh, I just believe them, saints. Oh, God, oh, we just give him glory today for victory in the lives of those, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in every unspoken prayer request. Oh, God, in every spoken prayer request and every name that was called out this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for them this morning. We praise you, God. We thank you that you're making visitation, oh, God, to the hospital. Oh, God, to touch that baby. Oh, God, we thank you that you are touching those sons now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are touching the woman of God's body now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray this morning every request. Oh, God, that was spoken out today. Oh, God, we please plead the blood over it. Oh, my Sunday. And God, those, oh God, that were not spoken, but God, you even called out through intercession this morning. Oh, God, I thank you that they have victory, that they have victory over fear, that they have victory in the workplace, that they have victory over anxiety, that they have victory over the spirit of schizophrenia, that they have victory today. I thank you, oh God, and come I say, thank God that they have victory over the shame, oh God, of the disease, schizophrenia, God, and come I say, oh God, even those that are genetically disposed, oh God, to that spirit and to that sickness, I plead the blood. I declare that it will go no further. I come against that generational curse. Oh God, in the family, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in my Sunday. My God, we pray against those, God, that are genetically disposed to the disease of schizophrenia. Oh my God. And they wrestle in their mind against that spirit. They wrestle with that diagnosis. Oh my God, I pray today. Oh God, that you'll call them to be appeased, that the blood is over them. Oh God, that that spirit will not prevail in them and over them. Ah, God, in my Sunday. Ah, God, that the generational curse. Ah, God, in my Sunday. That your blood is greater than their blood. Your blood is greater than their bloodline. Oh God, in my Sunday. So God, it doesn't matter what they're genetically disposed to. The blood of Jesus is greater. So I plead the blood of Jesus over schizophrenia. I plead the blood of Jesus over high blood pressure. I plead the blood of Jesus over diabetes. I plead the blood today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that we win in this. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the victory. I thank you for the victory this morning. I thank you for the victory today. I thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. For in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. My Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's give him glory this morning. Let's just give him glory, saints, as we are preparing to close out this call this morning. Let's just begin to open up our mouths and fill these prayer petitions with the praise. Hallelujah. Let's just fill it with the praise this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that somebody's family is walking in victory this morning. Oh, that somebody just got on this call and got on this Facebook Live this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that came in one way and believed today that through the spirit of agreement, hallelujah, that the curse is broken, that the yoke is destroyed. Oh, come on and release your praise, saints of God. Hallelujah. Your praise is a weapon against the enemy. Hallelujah.
Oh, my son.
Hallelujah. Somebody needs the praise that's in your mouth. Somebody needs the sound of your praise today that's on this line. They need to hear you call out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
They need to hear you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They need to hear the sound of praise. They need to hear the sound of your worship. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Jesus, we thank you today, God.
Your sound is breaking the silence that's been over their head. Oh, my God. Your sound is breaking up the things in their atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Thank you for the favor today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we bless you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
It is so.
It is so.
It is so.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is so. Yes, and I give you glory for it.
We give him glory for it, saints. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, we bless him for the answer. We bless him for being a prayer answering God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that he has answered our prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And we wait on the manifestation of the things that we have asked him for.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. We ask him and we trust that he heard us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We ask the living God. We ask the God that has the power to answer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
He has the ability to execute. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not a difficult
thank you,
it's not a hard task. Thank you, Lord. And we bless him for it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that when the righteous cry, hallelujah, the Lord hears us say, and he delivers us out of all of our troubles. When we cry out to him, our labor and prayer is not in vain. It's
thank
never
you,
in vain when you pray for somebody. It's never in vain when you trust God for somebody's healing, when you trust God for somebody's deliverance. It's never in vain. Hallelujah. But only those that believe that he exists will call on his name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is a sign of your faith every time you pray. Hallelujah. It's a sign that you believe that God, hallelujah, truly exists. And
thank
that
you,
he
Lord.
Has the power to answer. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter
thank
if you come
Jesus.
Praying crying. It doesn't matter if you come praying and
thank
you're heavy
you,
in your heart. The fact that you come to him is a sign of faith.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
That you are praying
thank
to a
Lord.
God that you believe is alive. Hallelujah. That
yes,
you are
Lord.
Praying to a God that you believe that listens. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So it doesn't
thank
even matter
Jesus.
The sound of your prayer. It doesn't matter the
yes,
eloquence
Lord.
Of words. Hallelujah. You don't
oh,
have to be
God.
Eloquent and speak to call to God. Just the mere fact that you come to him, hallelujah, is a sign
yes,
of your
God.
Faith.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It is a sign of faith
thank
every
Jesus.
Time you go to God in prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But they that come to him must believe that he is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the first thing.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to believe that he is.
Hallelujah.
That he exists. Hallelujah. That he is listening. That
thank
he is
you,
alive.
Mama.
That he's able to execute. That he is able to do what you ask. He that comes to him must believe that he is. Hallelujah. And then they must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently
yes,
seek
Lord.
Him. And so you believe that he has the ability to give you what you ask. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So that's a sign of faith. Hallelujah.
You.
Oh, God, just the mere
yes,
fact
Lord.
That you ask. And the Bible says, according
yes,
to your faith, be it unto you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
according
God.
To your faith, be it unto you.
Yes,
be
Lord.
It unto you the
thank
things
you,
that you have asked of the Lord. Hallelujah. Be it unto you your desire to God. Be it unto you that
Lord.
You trust him enough to pray.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, a broken
God.
And a contrite spirit. He will
thank
in no
you.
Wise cast out. I won't put
thank
you aside.
You.
I won't throw you away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When you're broken, and contrite,
I
won't cast you aside. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He doesn't frown at your tears. Hallelujah. He doesn't minimize your pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He understands your suffering. Hallelujah. For we have not a high priest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is unacquainted with us. But he who was tempted in all ways, hallelujah, but he did not fail God. He did not fail within himself. He did not give heed to the flesh. Hallelujah. We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity.
Thank you, Jesus.
He feels our weaknesses. Hallelujah. He's acquainted with grief. Hallelujah. He's acquainted with grief. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad to know that. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to know that he's acquainted with grief, that he understands. He understands every tear you cry. Hallelujah. He understands everything you go through.
and he's here to be your answer in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thanks to God. We thank you again for joining us via conference call this morning. God bless you. We'll meet those of you tonight on our weekly conference call prayer line at 515-739-1015. That's 515-739-1015. Our code is 242-560-141 pound. That code is 242-560-141 pound. We look forward to meeting those of you tonight that will join us at 9 p.m. in our weekly prayer call. Blessings.
Perfect.
Praise the Lord for those of you via Facebook. Hallelujah.
Amen.